This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are commercial free. We have an amazing Tolo ticket giveaway for you, turning it on, leaving it on, and trusting our coverage from Radio Row here in New Orleans. Zach Martin and Brandon Aubrey sitting down with us at 8 o'clock. Bobby got that booking done on the home of the Cowboys, so you will want to hear what Zach Martin says about his future and the change from McCarthy to Schottenheimer. We are brought to you by Stella, the Low-T Center, and Best Buy Windows and Siding.
I didn't appreciate, as I was going back through editing it, I didn't appreciate the ball busting from Zach Martin about me getting the equipment set up. Didn't appreciate it. Was I a new guy's first day here? Is that what this is?
I was a little surprised you weren't better with it.
Oh, I was fine.
This whole took
I can't hear. No, it was all set up correctly. The whole time on the recording where everybody's saying they can't hear it, it's recording the whole time. I went back and found
it. But should we have heard each other in the headphones?
Yeah.
No, that's that. Like, everybody was hearing other people. It's like, well, I can't hear myself. It's like, all right, well, that doesn't totally matter, right? Let's start, like, flipping stuff around and potentially knock it off if you want. But
it took, like, it was awkward for a good 4 minutes as Bobby was trying to set this up.
It was two.
It was not.
It was two on the recording. It was 2 minutes.
Well, it felt like eight.
Yeah.
Because it was so awkward. They were looking at us like, are you guys the Cowboy station? Haven't we been on this before?
Zach dropping the subtle hints. I can't hear myself. I can't hear anybody. I can't hear.
Yeah.
Very subtle.
All right, Zach Martin, Brandon Aubrey, we have a stalker alert. 8 o'clock this morning on DFW Sports Station. All right, Luka Doncic and the Laker press conference yesterday. Here's Luka responding to the criticism of him that has been leaked about conditioning and everything else.
I'm just excited, you know, to be here to start this new journey. And obviously, at some point I knew this was going to happen, but I would say I always take the high road. You know, I had my amazing moments in Dallas with all my teammates, coaches, and the most importantly, the fans. You know, they always supported me, and it was an amazing journey.
At some point, I knew this was going to happen. Some people took that as Lucas saying, I knew they were going to trade me one day. What I think he's saying is, I knew the smear campaign was going to happen at some point in time. That's the way I'm taking it.
I took that to mean like he knew at some point there would be a divorce because of him and Nico, is how I felt.
Really?
I mean, you saying it that way makes more sense.
I mean, we're both guessing.
No, but you say it that way makes more sense to me. But like when I hear it initially, I hear it and I go like, that sound.
Because why would he be so devastated if he.
If he knew it was coming?
Somehow expected it to happen.
I guess he's just said like.
Eventually.
The way I looked at it was like he thought maybe. But see, he also said during the press conference yesterday that he knew he was always going to be a Maverick, or he thought he was always going to be a Maverick. So I guess he was just talking about the smear campaign.
Unless he's saying I knew this was coming in terms of like I knew eventually I was going to be a Laker at some point. That is a possibility too.
Markieff Morris has heard enough. He was a part of the trade as well, and here he is taken up for his still current teammate.
He's a great guy, man. Super low maintenance, don't need much. One of the only guys that I've been on the team with that will play through any injury if he can get on the court. I hear stuff about him not being in shape, but if you can go on, if you can go in an NBA game and get 30, 15, and 10 like it's nothing, then I don't really know what shape is. I'm confused at that part. But you know, yeah, and you'll see it really soon. You'll make the suggestion if he's in shape or not.
God, that's a scary quote. He's like, you're about to see it real soon. And again, another Luka advocate. You know, I'm waiting for someone. We're seeing a lot of text messages and hear a lot of whispers here on phones and Radio Row. Nothing from that locker room, though. There's been not 1% suggesting that Luka Doncic was a bad teammate or they had a problem with the way he went about his business.
And you mentioned there, you said, oh, there's another teammate. It's Markieff Morris, whose brother Marcus Morris has had so many issues with Luka during his career.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not throwing him under the bus. He's sitting here going like, nope, this is great. It's terrifying. He's going, when he comes back to Dallas, whenever that is, he's going to score 70 again. And yeah, it's going to be just cackling down the floor, looking for Nico.
There's going to be no cackling. He's going to, if X-ray vision was a thing or whatever came out of Clark Kent's eyes or whoever the superhero is, that's what it's going to be. There's going to be no cackling. He's going to stare holes through people.
Every reaction to every bucket will be what he did over Gobert in game two.
or what
that
was it?
Will be every reaction to every bucket.
Was it the Timberwolves fans were trash talking about half court, and after every shot he'd stare at them like that kind of thing? I mean, he's
done it to a lot. Snoop.
Snoop.
Behind Snoop. Look. Bobby's going to continue to mourn. We have to address this viral conspiracy thing. Yeah. What is this thing?
Okay, so
everyone's sending this to us.
All right, so about a year ago, I'd mentioned that there was like no confidence that gambling was going to get passed through to the Texas House. It wasn't even going to be on the ballot. The Adelson family bought the team. They are basically the managing partners of the Sands Casino Resort in Vegas, right? And they bought the team wanting to bring gambling to Texas and build a casino around a Mavs new arena. The thought process is they had purchased land around Irving, Texas Stadium's old site. Well, they have funneled a lot of money towards the state for gambling, and it's not getting anywhere. And they know this. And I know this because I deal with lobbyists, Sean. So
is that that sounds like a huge miscalculation on their part.
Everyone,
do you think this was definitely going to happen you get this team?
So billionaires work in the future, and I know this because I'm not one. But like, there are people who have bought acres of land for marijuana farms, right? They're just anticipating. They got the money. They're just anticipating.
Yeah,
the Adelson family is so rich. Spending $2 billion on the Mavericks and missing out on gambling is worth the maybe $10 billion you get in return. And if that doesn't work, you just sell the team.
Right.
Right? So it's, for them, it's just a worthwhile risk.
Also, when we talk about miscalculation, they did just trade Luka, and we're like, what? People are mad?
Yeah.
This is weird.
So
what's the estimated today value of the Mavericks after this deal? I want Forbes to send that.
Oh, wow.
You got Forbes guy?
Great question. That's a great
question. How much
question.
Did you decrease?
So knowing that, all right, this conspiracy theory that has come out, was really, really well done. It was by a guy named Chris Cradaville, who has posted this unbelievable 6 to 8 step process here, where the first one is, you know, they trade him. Premise one, they trade him. There's a non-basketball explanation for what's going on. That's premise number one. Number two is that the group has no interest in basketball. Like, the Adelson group has no interest in basketball. They're just a means to an end, which is opening up. The white whale of gambling is Texas. From BetMGM to Caesars, I mean, everyone is like, dude, Texas is the white whale. That's what we want. We can't wait for it to happen. And that would be the Mavs with the destination casino. Number three is that, you know, obviously they're trying to push the law, but there has been no grounds, and the Texas legislation session, they only meet every 2 years, which I didn't know.
Wow.
Texas legislators only meet every 2 years to deal with issues, to vote. It's not an everyday thing.
Seems like it should be a little more often.
Should be. So they need leverage. The leverage to get this gambling bill through is a threat. The carrot, which is their money, failed. They need a threat. The threat is, hey, you pass through gambling, or we might, you know, move our business out of state.
Right.
That terrifies states to move business away, especially a state like Texas, where it's all about, hey, bring business here, bring business here. So the goal is to open up this destination casino resort, and if they make the Mavericks so bad that ticket sales go down, value goes down, the NBA is not allowing you to move out of Dallas. The market's too big. But if you're not a viable franchise anymore, if you're not making money, you're not selling tickets, you could convince them when the lease is up in a few years, hey, it's time to go. It allows you to move them to Vegas. Dallas will get another team in 2 seconds.
Lease is up when? 2030?
Yeah, but there's probably a thing where you can get out of it a couple years early, buy your way out of it. But
trade
Sacramento will move
it.
Here. Memphis maybe. The Hornets. There's a dozen teams that will move here. That would be a massive upgrade. And the Adelsons get what they want, which is they get to build a casino around a basketball team. And the Mavericks.
And the NBA wants a team in Vegas.
And the NBA wants a team in Vegas. And they don't have to charter a new owner. They have one that is one of the richest in the world. There are only three owners in the world of sports that have more money. And only two of them are American. That's owners in the United States. That's the Walton family in Denver. That's Ballmer. That's it. So that's the premise, that if the local support is abandoned, they have the out to move.
What's premise two? That the ownership group has no interest in basketball?
They're not a this is not a basketball.
So
family.
I will say that part of it, when they made the ownership, we read that article in the New York Post that detailed everything Patrick Dumont's done to try and get in place for the NBA for a day. Like
he
is operating it. So if he's, I do think that part of the premise is at least a little off, because they've clearly laid out that he's tried to get involved in the NBA for a decade.
I don't know what this guy does, but I love his Twitter account, Joe Pompliano. Sounds like one of yours.
I've heard of him.
He puts out really good stuff. He said, I've seen a lot of people saying the Mavericks traded Luka so they can move to Vegas. That's not going to happen. If the new ownership group wanted to crush the fan base and kill all interest, they would have traded for a laundry list of draft.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Picks, not a top 10 win now player like Anthony Davis. One. Two, the Adelson family already owns about $20 billion in Vegas Sands stock, providing them plenty of exposure to gambling. They are also actively moving business out of Las Vegas. The company sold its Vegas casino several years ago and now primarily operates resorts in Asia. Three, Dallas is a much larger media market than Vegas. 5 versus 40. I think we're four, by the way, now,
yeah.
Joe.
Well.
And the Adelson Dumont families only bought the team because the plan was to build a mixed-use development with a casino around the arena. Four, the NBA is not going to sacrifice a huge expansion fee. Everyone keeps bringing this up as the reason it's not going to happen. There's a $5 to $6 billion expansion fee for Dallas to move to Las Vegas instead. I don't know how the expansion fee works, but they keep saying the NBA is not going to pay that.
I mean,
$5 to $6 billion.
You could theoretically get the expansion fee here instead of Vegas.
I'm not buying this. I want to be on record.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't buy it. I think they want gambling to get passed here. They already have their foothold in everything in
the
Vegas.
Adelson's yeah. Yeah, they do. They do. I think they are realizing that it's not happening right now, especially under this, certainly not in this legislative session.
Yeah.
So it might be 2 years from now because we don't know who the governor's going to be. Actually, we know who the governor's going to be. More importantly, you don't know who the lieutenant governor's going to be because it's not just the governor who puts stuff on the ballot. It's other people that won't even allow it to be put on the ballot. That's the issue.
Here's the thing is that all those reasons make sense as to why they wouldn't move. So why would they greenlight a move that's so bad that people go, clearly the only explanation is you don't want to stay here? If they really I can't
because
I,
they
I
don't
can't
because,
wrap
because
my head around
because
it.
They don't believe he is solid enough as as an individual to lead their franchise.
Would you say
they think he has character flaws? They don't think he. Look, we all gotta stop being freaking liars here, too. All right. During playoff series, when he complains and when he cries, we get a lot. You do get a lot of messages saying they're never gonna win a title with him. If he's worn down, people, you have half the city saying he's getting double teamed. He's carrying these group of scrubs, and then you have the other half saying he's fat and he's out of shape. He's a ball hog. He doesn't play the right way. He jacks up his, step back three near half court. Let's stop acting like these things are not consistently said. Now, it's not from the lovers, but you do have that as a topic when Luka has his moments. Nico Harrison is a regimented former basketball player, West Point background. He grew up in the industry around the most Michael Jordan-esque preparer that you could ever dream of in Kobe Bryant. So when he sees Luka, right, it's like you hanging around who is someone I wouldn't want to drink with because they're Mr. Fitness Guru. You don't want to go out with that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lean and mean, and I'm watching my calorie count. I don't want to go out and party with that person.
That beer has more than 2 carbs.
You go ahead and stay fit. That's Nico, I believe, looked at Luka Doncic's work ethic with disgust. This is what I believe. He is a regimented, straight-laced dude, and he had no respect for the way Luka conducted himself as a professional. Nico is just one of these guys, the 1% in the history of sports, who didn't put that to the side for the talent. He didn't put that to the side and say, I'm just going to deal with it. I'm going to put up with it because this is a global icon. He goes, nope. That's not the way this organization needs to be led. This guy doesn't have all the intangibles. We're not going to win a championship or multiple with him. That's why it happened.
Yeah,
he does not respect Luka Doncic and the intangibles.
Then that's even worse. That's even worse than just a straight basketball move that you think, I think this is for the best of it. Because, you're not in here to run, a military school and go, discipline.
He's here to build a team with a culture that he sees fit. And he doesn't think that Luka Doncic represents the right type of culture with the way that Luka operates.
Then he's going to have to tear it down to the studs then, because the way it sounds from the guys in the locker room is that they didn't think it was a problem. So that means that there's a whole culture-wide problem.
Well, he doesn't have to tear it down to the studs because he's got a team that many people think is better.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
And he's got a team that many people are saying is the second best team in the Western Conference. I'm just saying what people are saying. He's got a team that people think, hey, he's going to try to get Kevin Durant next. He doesn't have to tear down anything.
But
they'll get over it.
But if it's about the regiment, like you say, then clearly if there's like not an issue locker-wide with the way that Luka was doing things, that would seem to indicate that there's a locker in there that doesn't view it as regimented as he does. And that would seem to be, if he's so married to this is the idea, then it doesn't matter about the talent because he didn't care about the talent with Luka.
He's talking about Nico? Yeah, if that's his thought process. Because if he wants it like this, toughness and regimented, you get a guy that is, maybe people don't think is tough.
Mark Heath just said, he's like, I've never seen a guy play through more injury if he can get on the court than Luka.
I think
Nico Harrison thinks Luka Doncic is, you know, untapped. He doesn't care what Luka can do at 80%. He's mad that Luka's not at 100%. I'm just telling you what I think. And to your point of, look what you just got in Anthony Davis. Well, that doesn't mean Anthony Davis isn't trying to do everything the right way. He may, you know, everyone says Anthony Davis is like a Boy Scout, and he's a great culture guy. We keep hearing that. I don't think he doesn't view Anthony Davis as soft. He views Anthony Davis as unlucky. His body has broken down on him, but he's the right type of dude.
Fragile.
He views Luka Doncic as missing games because Luka doesn't put in the work. And Anthony is just his body failing him.
Yeah.
That's the way I think Nico's viewing it.
I think you're right. I'm not defending it.
I'm just telling you what has to be his viewpoint.
I think he is looking at it like that. My issue is that only starts to matter when you're too old for it not to be able to work. When you just went through last NBA postseason and you led the league led the playoffs in every offensive category, and you thought 8 months later it was a good idea to trade that for a guy who hadn't been to, who had
bro I
he
agree.
Had he had what was the last time that the AD even won a playoff series?
You said it earlier, Sean. Like, this is
Anthony Davis is scared in a lot of moments. Like, he's fine some days with just scoring like 8 points. I've seen it way too many times. It's maddening.
You said it. You said it earlier. Like, this is every turn, every press conference, every bit of information that comes out. This is getting worse. Like, it's not. It's like the reverse of what's gone on with Schottenheimer, which people still dislike the Schottenheimer thing. But in general, like, The peak of people being upset was the moment they hired Brian Schottenheimer. And since then, some of it's tapered off for some people. The peak of people being upset about the Luka trade was not the second. Like, it's gone up. Like, people keep going, like, this is worse. This isn't better.
Yeah.
Like, that's the scary thing about it. It's like, okay, what's tomorrow going to bring? What piece of information will next week bring?
But, Bobby, here is a fact I'm about to tell you. We all think that we're right. There's a chance, and what I'm saying is a fact, it's not an opinion. There's a chance, a small one, in my opinion, that this works.
There's a chance.
There's a possibility that Luka Doncic breaks down, does not stay healthy, the Mavs luck out with a title, maybe two. Luka never wins one in L.A. or wherever he ends up. Mm-hmm. Nico Doncic will have been proven right. Just because we all have these reactions doesn't mean we're correct.
Yeah.
Well, our opinions are not facts. I'm just giving the opposite perspective.
No, and I get it. And that's the...
Everything about it is a lose. The L becomes a larger letter for them by the day, the Mavericks and Nico. Mm. A bigger, fatter L. From the press conference, to the reasoning, to the smear campaign, all that stuff. I'm just saying, we're acting like we know what the outcome's going to be. Yeah. We don't.
Right. And you're not talking about the what they got back in the trade, because there will literally never be anything to justify what they got back in the trade. Even if they're right that Luka breaks down something like that, they could have gotten more. There's no doubt about it. So we're literally just talking about the idea of Luka going, because that forever will be. If the report is true that Pelinka talks you off of a player and an extra one, the fact that other executives are saying, we would have given you everything if you would have told us Luka was available, that's the part that's...
Oh, the return will never, ever, ever. That is an unjustified...
They can win a title for the next five years, and that would still not be okay.
It's so much about the right kind of guy, right? That right kind of player.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a question about, like... Did he not stick with Kobe through the rape trial with Nike when he was when he was there?
Yeah, loyalty.
The what?
Yeah, I mean it was like this a big example of loyalty people talked about with Nico when he got hired.
That was a stage in which maybe Nico was trying to be on the come up.
Oh, yeah, so it's okay.
He wasn't established.
It's okay at that time, you know, like you're just okay to just change your morals or whatever.
I don't. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying maybe that's a little bit of the snake in Nico of, I'm attached to this guy. I know he's a global superstar.
He's a golden goose.
He's a golden goose. So I don't know. Maybe that was a little selfishness. I have no
idea. What year was that? That was 04? I think something.
And by the way, I personally in the race, I know Kevin Hagelin would destroy me over this. I remember during that time, I didn't think Kobe was guilty of the accusations. He was guilty of cheating on his wife, but I did. I was like, this girl. I remembered her. I thought she slept around and all this and that. But maybe I'm biased because I was a Kobe fan. But I remember in the moment saying like, I don't think he did it. So I just want to put that out there.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.